today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
In 2019, we talk about albums from 2018 that sound like they could have been recorded in the 60s or 70s.
Wait, how did that happen?
Well, I can tell you for sure that I didn't go into the future and steal a sports almanac or anything like that. All right, we're back where we began this thing. Back in my basement.
Yeah, that's right.
With Intern Sam.
Yes. Intern Sam is back.
We've come full circle.
And by this thing, I mean it's the series of 2018 favorite albums as submitted by our listeners.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. We are in the home stretch now. This week is going to pretty much wrap it up here, folks.
Right. So we initially, when we got the initial batch of listener calls, I said we had 30 calls, no duplicates, amazing thing. Everybody picked a different album as their favorite.
Incredible.
And then when we started actually publishing those episodes, we got a few more. So this is like, this is an encore.
Yeah.
This is an extended engagement, right? Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much taking care of January here with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this week now features the listeners who called in late.
Right.
Called in after we started the series, but we're including them, and they will get
the mixtape.
They'll get abridged version or anything like that, right? They'll get the full.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good.
So, yeah. They were inspired enough by our initial episodes, I think, right, Sam? To actually call in and do their own thing. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's better than just saying, yeah, I'd like to do it, you know, but not getting around to it. So good for them.
Yeah. Who would do that?
I don't know.
Okay. So, let's introduce ourselves real quickly here. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. It's a music conversation show. And I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And thanks very much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
You're about to head back to college.
Yep,
right?
Very soon for the last semester. And then it's off to the races with being an adult.
Ooh, yeah.
We're grabbing the last bit of Sam here before he goes for his final semester of college.
How are you feeling about the last semester?
Like, feeling
what
good.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good.
Is it sort of like bittersweet? Like, I'm looking forward to getting done with school, but I don't really want to get done with school or don't want to leave this comfort of this environment or what's that feeling like?
I'm excited, but it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm not going to miss the classes. I'm going to miss the social life. Right. I will definitely miss that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I will tell you this from experience, and I've discussed this with other people. Pretty much everyone has this. Tests, exams, things like that will haunt you for the rest of your life. You will have this recurring nightmare that you have a test and you didn't study for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that still happen to you? I still get that every once in a while.
Yeah, I get it too.
Yeah.
Well, as I'm saying, that won't leave. So you have that. You get the diploma and you get the recurring nightmares. All right. So I mentioned that we had the initial 30 calls, no duplicates. Well, with these straggler calls, we do have a couple of duplicates.
Okay.
Duplicates.
Okay.
So let me just play those messages first, and then we'll get to some newer material. The duplicates include a call from a celebrity.
Oh,
are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play two calls here. We'll put the celebrity up first.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, it's Terry from Dot Dash, and I'm probably too late for the favorite album of the year thing, but I think someone else also mentioned this, but I'll throw it in there. The Nude Party, the self-titled debut. I love it. I think it's just absolutely great. They're a great live band, and they conjure the Velvet Underground and the best kind of 60s stuff that I love, but they sort of do it in their own forthright way. They're not sort of hung up on a really backward looking thing, but they conjure those bands in a really great way, and I love it. It is just a killer record. So there it is. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wow, nice to hear from Terry.
Nice to hear from Terry.
Yeah, so man.
Call number one. Here's call number two.
Hi guys. Niklas from Sweden here. Just thought I'd leave my contribution to the album of the year, although it's probably too late, but if you listen to it, you listen to it. Lots and lots of good albums as usual. But this summer my friend Eric asked me if I wanted to go to a gig in Stockholm in November, and I thought, yeah, why not? I haven't listened to this artist very much. I heard a single or two, but thought, yeah, what the heck. And then I, a couple of weeks before, I listened to her earlier work and thought, this is so good. It's going to be an awesome gig. And boy, did it was all, that was really good. We went there, small venue, and she plays left-handed guitar, and she's so cool. And the name is Courtney Barnett, and the album is, of course, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Okay, cheers.
All right, so thanks for those calls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nude Party and Courtney Barnett,
yeah.
Mentioned
mm-hmm.
earlier by some other listeners, but
yeah.
But great records. Both
yeah,
of those are
absolutely.
Among my favorites of the year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, very cool. And I think that during 2018, Jim and Sam, we were all really thrilled to get to know the guys in Dot Dash and have them come out here,
yep.
you know, to the Suburban Line Hand House and play a memorable Saturday night show. And we're so nice to work with and just we're really friendly. So it's cool to know those guys and count them among our community. So it's great to hear from Terry.
I would encourage people, if they haven't listened to the house party episodes
yeah.
with Dot Dash, they're not too far down in the feed, so you can find those
uh-huh.
and listen to those. Those were a lot of fun.
And speaking yeah. of good albums of 2018, Proto Retro is not bad at all,
yeah.
man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pretty
it's a great
good.
Album.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. So thanks for those calls.
Cool.
We
thanks,
appreciate
guys.
That. So should we get to the new
yes.
material now?
Let's do that.
What is up, guys? It is Mackenzie Crenshaw here. This is a super late call, but life just kind of happened. I started a new semester. I couldn't get to it, but I still wanted to let you know what my favorite album of 2018 was. It's one that I mentioned earlier on the show. I think it was I Don't Want It to Be Over by Joey Dosik. I think I said that was like one of my singles of the summer. It's off this album, but the album is Joey Dosik's Inside Voice. It's has super Marvin Gaye, Motown-esque vibes. Some of my favorite songs off of it are Stories, which is a Bill Withers cover, one of his original songs In Heaven, and then also another one of his originals called Game Winner. I went to one of his concerts in Ann Arbor back in, I think, October. It was a super cool show and had one of the most diverse audiences I've ever seen, all the way from like elderly folks to college kids. So it was a really good time. I just want to let you know that. Great album. Highly recommend it if you're a soul fan or you're into the kind of like retro revival that's happening right now. I'm currently student teaching, so I listen to that to your show every single day on my way to school, and it's helping a lot right now. It's super stressful. I appreciate everything you guys do. Thanks. Hope your year is off to a great start. Bye.
Can I just say that elderly folks to college students could be the name of this series of episodes
yeah.
we're doing right now, right?
Could
yes,
be, yeah,
yes.
absolutely. Awesome to hear from Mackenzie.
Yeah, very great. So that was cool. She did call in earlier and talk about this artist, Joey
uh-huh.
Dosik, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe emailed us earlier. And I think we played a song from this before, but it's one of the songs she mentioned here. It was called In Heaven.
Yep.
So let's listen to that. Motown vibe.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely
oh, yeah.
right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mackenzie totally described that exactly
yeah.
what it sounds like. It's
yeah,
really
yeah.
cool. Yeah. What did you think, Sam?
Well, I definitely got Marvin Gaye vibes from it,
yeah.
like what Mackenzie said. I had actually just finished listening to Midnight Love the other day.
Oh, wow. What
and
a record that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so all I'm thinking of is Midnight Love as I'm listening to this. It's
yeah.
really, it's a great track.
Yeah. What did you think, Jim?
I loved it, too. And did
yeah.
you notice this is what really gave me sort of the sense that it's influenced by Motown was, did you notice like there's like some little chimes or something happening in the background there? That feels like very much a Berry Gordy touch or something like that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The energy just comes, you know, like wafting off that track, and I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
That was great. All right, I need to listen to this record. So the record is called Inside Voice, and it looks like it's Joey Dosick's first full-length album. It looks like he had one EP before that. Young singer out of Los Angeles, appears.
Yeah, and so, if you're doing a cover of Bill Withers, well, that tells you something about the kind of soul credentials you got. So that's nice. Pretty cool.
All right, I'm definitely going to check that out. Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, thanks, Mackenzie.
And you will get a mixtape.
What do you think she's teaching? We're going to have to find out. You think it's music history?
I sure hope so.
History of Motown? That'd be pretty cool. She'd be good at that.
I'd be petrified because her knowledge is probably so good that if you mess up, it's you're just, no!
Yeah, you want to take that class for sure.
I don't know. I'm sure she don't know much about history, don't know much about biology, don't know much about the science book or the French I took. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to one more call today.
Jim and Patrick, hey, Ken Wadsworth from Shelbyville, Kentucky. Long-time listener, and I've got through a couple times. Hey, I hope I can get a mixtape. I got one last year. Very cool stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys put down for 2018. My favorite records of the year, Mitski, her record's excellent. Snail Mail, Car Seat Headrest. And probably my favorite record, I don't think I've heard a lot of press on, at least here in the States, is a band out of Glasgow, Scotland, called The Excerpts. It's spelled X-C-E-R-T-S. The album is, it's got a red cover. I'm sorry, I forgot. It's Hold On To Your Heart is the name of it. Great record. Power pop in its purest form, like 2 minute ear candy, 2-3 minute songs, you know, your basic teenage heartbreak, she loves you, she doesn't love you, she's here, she's gone, it's all that kind of stuff, but done in a totally fresh way. Just great stuff. So check out Excerpts, X-C-E-R-T-S, Hang On To Your Heart. Great record. It's a shame that Power Pop is not played on the radio because it would fit in a 1977 or 1987 playlist that would include, you know, the Mac or the Cars or even newer bands like Fountains of Wayne and that kind of stuff. That's my go-to shot is Power Pop, and it's rare when I find something that really blows the doors off, and that one does it. So, love the show, guys, and keep on rocking the suburbs. See ya.
All right, thanks for the call, Ken.
Yeah. Ken, good Shelbyville, Kentucky.
Yes, Shelbyville is just a little outside of Louisville, not too far.
Okay,
but far enough that you wouldn't really call it a suburb necessarily.
Okay.
More of an exurb, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the this band, The Excerpts, apparently it's a Scottish band. Do you know The Excerpts?
I know nothing, but it sounds like it's right up
our
alley.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I did not listen to this ahead of time. The album is called Hold On To Your Heart.
Okay.
And it looks here. Let's hear this song called Feels Like Falling In Love.
Start again. And it feels like falling in love.
That isn't quite what I expected, based on the description.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In what sense? It was a little, like, the keyboards were a little heavier in there, or a little more...
Well, just the way it kind of slowed down there and kind of got that heavy kind of crunch to it,
mm-hmm.
seemed a little more emo to me than necessarily power pop. But admittedly, I have not listened to the whole album. That's the only song I've heard.
Yeah, right me there, too. So. Yeah, and I would agree with your assessment based on that one track, yeah. What'd you think, Sam?
Well, I really did like the... It takes advantage of, that track took advantage of an effect that I feel like a lot of artists nowadays are using in their tracks,
mm-hmm.
where it's an audience in the back going, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And with an echo. I feel like that's, I don't like the trend in particular, but it was used effectively in this track.
I enjoyed that in that song, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It had a real punch, and the chorus was kind of unexpected. I didn't think it was going to stop and go into those big hooks. So that's definitely a whole album to listen to. And I don't know, I got a little bit of Springsteen there in the chorus when the big part came in and he got a little bit more, you know, grabbing the microphone, I'm the last man standing, saving rock and roll kind of a feeling, right?
Wow, I hadn't thought about that.
I hope those guys wear leather jackets and high-top Converse wherever they are. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I liked it. I want to listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as I've said over the course of these shows, one of the best things about this series is that now I have all these records stacked up on my Spotify playlist that I can go through. And I just added two more. So it's amazing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I should mention that I made a Spotify playlist that is public that people can access called
it's called
2018 favorite albums
and
so if you search for me Jim Lenihan on Spotify and you get to that playlist, we're putting all the albums that the listeners have recommended right there in one place, and
it's
hours and hours and hours of entertainment at this
it's
point.
Fantastic.
It might be days at this point.
Yeah, it's really good to use when you're thinking about running. I don't actually run. And I think about it. So
yeah,
I
put it on shuffle and take off.
Think about what you should be doing.
This is the funny thing, though. If you put this playlist on shuffle, it's going to be quite the eclectic mix, right?
It really is.
Which just showcases the breadth of interests of our listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got, you know, like I said, it goes from like sleep, you know, to like Casey Musgraves to like, you know, to this, you know, the excerpts, right? It's all over the place. So it's actually kind of Ozark Martin Daredevils, right?
That's right.
It's actually really kind of fun to listen to it on shuffle because it's so bizarre.
Kind of amazing. Yeah, it really is.
All right. Well, great. So thank you for these recommendations. This is good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if people don't know, I don't know, it took me a while to figure this out, but if you see a playlist on Spotify, right, Sam, you just click those three dots and you click like add to my playlist or follow, one of those two, and
follow.
It'll work. Yeah. Okay.
It shows up in your little menu.
Yeah, it'll show up in your playlist menu. Yeah.
That's right.
And for me, I got to put it in my playlist menu, I'll forget because I have so many things I'm constantly throwing in there and out of there. So.
Yeah.
The 2018 favorite albums playlist, which, by the way, also has our Rock in the Suburbs logo as the, what do you call it? The image, the avatar, whatever it is on there. Anyway, that playlist now has 10 followers. 10.
That's fantastic.
Hit double digits.
All right, sweet. So. Hey, we're
making progress.
We're getting close to Winkup Sloat numbers now. <That's right. laughs> I'll have to check our Spotify plays and get back to you guys because we actually rocketed into triple digits at one point when our album came out. Yeah, it was awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. All right. All right, thanks again. We have, I think, just a couple more tomorrow.
Yep.
And Sam is also going to make his pick tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I will.
And then the rest of the week, then you and I are going to finally reveal what we think was really cool.
That's cool.
Year.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, so let's get out of here. You know, mentioning the schedule here emphasizes that you should listen pretty frequently.
Every day.
And you still can, you know, call and talk to us about anything music related. The
I
number,
would hope so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The phone line is still open.
Yeah.
Sam is really diligent about managing that phone line. He answers the call. He talks with you. If you need, you know, personal help, he can help you with that too. You know,
yep, 24/7.
That's right.
Talk you down. A bad trip. Yeah. Any of that stuff. The number you call is
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. Please rate and review. We've got, you know, on iTunes, we've gotten some more reviews and ratings and
so
forth.
Great.
There's been a little bit of a surge here. Maybe us sort of belaboring this point has helped.
That's great, though. That's cool. And we really appreciate that.
We do.
Everyone who takes the time to do that. It means a lot to us. And I know it's seems like an informality, but if you don't do it, you know, who's going to do it? So
exactly.
It does help us out because the more people rate the show highly, the better, the more it will show up on the iTunes platform for other people to discover. So
right.
Please do that.
Which also translates into our wives will yell at us less.
Yes.
So we
exactly
appreciate it.
And then subscribe.
Yeah.
Also subscribe on iTunes or subscribe other people forcefully.
Okay.
All right. Let's get out of here. Here's what I want to close with. I want to go back to the nude party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which Terry mentioned. And we played a couple of songs before. But the reason I want to close out with this is because he was the second person to mention that they sound kind of like Velvet Underground, which I wasn't quite getting as I recall. Remember I was saying I felt they were more like kind of Faces, Stones kind of thing. But I went back and I listened to some more songs. I was like, okay, now I'm hearing it a little bit more. But specifically, I'm thinking more like the Velvet Underground circa Loaded.
Yeah.
Like that.
Totally.
Era,
that's
right?
What it is. The Doug Yule era after John Cale had sort of left and they had that classic Loaded album in 1970 and were writing some different styles.
That's right.
But a little more loose rock and roll, which
that's
is amazing.
Right. Yeah. So here's a good example, I think, where you can hear that influence. The song is called Feels All Right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have this recurring nightmare that you have a test and you didn't study for it.